Just out all night long. Used to do a whole lot of wrong. But since I made my sweet thing, all I wanna do is stay at home. See the wheels around the house need ever appear. If I had a hole in my shirt, hole in my sock, sweet thing wouldn't be.
A ball up here, but it's about time for us to get in the old church bus and hit the dusty trail. That's the truth, man. We've had a ball tonight. Hopefully, we all can come back next summer and get some more cheeseburgers and some more liquor. And some more cheeseburgers, and some more liquor, and some popcorn, and some more cheeseburgers. And we'll do it all again. No sweet time in me. I reached a turning point. I reached a turning point. I reached a turning point. Lord, I reached a turning point. We gotta hear you one more time, Dennis. Give him a nice big round of applause, everybody.
Yeah, buddy.
Had to get him up at the end, he'll break all my strings, as always.
I'm gonna smoke my stack of dicks.
know little girl, Jess is a name. Plays a game called teasing the train. Every time the big train comes around, it's like to slow that big train down. Just lost a finger and pennies on the track. To do the doctor, couldn't put it back. What a shame.
Been on the journey that I started because if it wasn't for him. So I'm very grateful. You gotta do this song. It's called Messing with the Kid. Yeah. All right, here we go. If Junior were here tonight, he might have done it something like this shit.
1, 2, you know what to do. The kid don't die, and I don't pay.
song by Dean Martin? No, the Rolling Stones sway, right? I'll do the Dean Martin's one for $100. Please don't. All right, I'll give me $100 and not do it. I'm gonna do Tim's first.
All right.
All right, we're gonna do Cadillac Assembly Line.
All right.
All right, let's do it. Yeah.
back to Blue Collar Blues. I've been trying to work with this app and having a little trouble downloading recorded music, so it looks like I'll stay with pretty much a live music thing until I get it figured out. Anyway, last week or so I've been seeing some really good live music. Got to see Kilbourne Alley for free at a local place in Manteno, and then in Joliet they had a little mini blues fest there Saturday, and the guy from Baton Rouge named Jonathan Long, really good power trio, and then Nick Moss was there, and that was a treat, and that was free. And then we got to see Albert Castilla Sunday, joint that's about 5 minutes from my house. So that was nice. And that was also free. So get out there and support live music. It's a lot of times it's free, and it's pretty fucking great. But anyway, I want to address some stuff that really, you know, that gets to a lot of people, I'm sure. You know, that Trump and the way he treats working people and the way this whole thing went down, it just drives me crazy when the media starts yakking about the working people that voted for Trump and stuff. First of all, he didn't win the election. There were 3 million people that said that he didn't win the election, and our archaic election laws elected the prick. So that's all there is to that, really. Until they change that, we don't really live in a democracy. We don't live in a true democracy. And the media elected the son of a bitch. And I'm sure if Bernie Sanders would have had half the media time that they gave that rich prick, that Bernie would be the president right now. But that's another story. And besides that, Hillary, people aren't going to vote for somebody they don't like. And I'm pretty sure the world has had their fill of her. I mean, some people, I guess, wholeheartedly supported her, but working people didn't. The whole Clinton thing left a bad taste in my mouth. I think that he should resign just for being dishonest. And obviously that's all gone by the wayside. Trump don't even know what... he don't have a fucking clue. They don't want him to talk to anybody because they're afraid he'll commit perjury. Well, when the son of a bitch opens his mouth, he's committing perjury. So that's the way that goes down. And anyway, that's about the end of my rant for today. And then enjoy this live music I put up. And you know, get a hold of me if you want to talk. I'd love to talk to you on the podcast and, you know, interact with people and whatnot, whether it's politics or music or whatever the fuck you want to talk about.